In this bulletin, at least 1,000 people killed and many more feared dead after a strong earthquake hits Afghanistan. Australia pledges greater cooperation with India on climate change and defence. And in sport, Collingwood star Jordan De Goey given indefinite personal leave. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. At least 1,000 people have been killed and 1,500 injured in Afghanistan's deadliest earthquake in two decades. The 6.1 magnitude quake hit the country's remote southeastern Paktika province near the city of Khost. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund's Samantha Mort told SBS News the humanitarian agency is finding it hard to reach people who need urgent help.
We've got supply trucks on the road. We are getting into some of the communities, but not all of them. And some of these communities are up in the mountains. They don't have proper roads. So that's challenging. And then on top of that, because of the poverty and the simple lifestyle of these villages, they don't have sophisticated equipment to get through the rubble and get people out.
The death toll is expected to rise as rescue efforts continue. Federal Defence Minister Richard Marles is pledging greater cooperation with India on climate change and defence following a meeting with his Indian counterpart. The Deputy Prime Minister received a Guard of Honour in New Delhi while on a four-day visit to India to enhance bilateral cooperation between the two nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says there are several reasons why strong ties between the two countries will be beneficial.
Recently concluded free trade agreement, commerce, joint research, cultural and people-to-people relations. Bilateral defence cooperation is an important pillar of our comprehensive strategic partnership. Our close defence and security cooperation is an important factor of stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
Relations have deepened between Australia and India as both seek to balance China as the dominant Asian power. After months of food, fuel and electricity scarcities, Sri Lanka's economy has collapsed. The country's Prime Minister has delivered an announcement to Parliament highlighting the South Asian country's situation, calling on international leaders and lenders for help. Officials from the International Monetary Fund are now visiting Sri Lanka to discuss a rescue package. New data from the National Australia Bank and the Australian Tax Office shows more than 50,000 reports of scams across the country, with at least $800,000 lost last year. With the end of the financial year drawing closer, both financial groups are urging Australians to be vigilant about attempts to impersonate the ATO to gain access to individuals' and businesses' money and information. NAB Group Security Advisor and Awareness Manager Laura Hartley says tax time is a golden period for criminals, while she offers advice on how to stay protected.
If you're asked for personal or financial information, don't respond or click on the links. If you receive an unexpected call from someone claiming to be from the ATO stating that you're due a refund, threatening you with arrest, or stating that you must pay money to receive a tax refund, hang up. And if in doubt, you can call the ATO on the number listed on their official website to confirm if something is legitimate, or you can also ask your accountant.
In cycling, Australian Caleb Ewan has his team's support for more stage victories at the Tour de France, but Rowan Dennis has missed the cut. Ewan has been selected for a Belgian team after a crash at the Giro d'Italia, but Dennis has been left out of a squad he'd been aiming for. Sprint star Ewan's team Lotto says he is one of the fastest riders of the peloton as they invest all resources to help the 27-year-old become the points winner. And in the AFL, Collingwood star Jordan De Goey has been given personal leave indefinitely following the release of inappropriate footage on social media. The 26-year-old was caught on camera making crude gestures while at a nightclub in Bali during his mid-season break. It was followed by a $25,000 fine, which has now been suspended. The Magpies have advised that the player will not take part in the Round 15 match against Greater Western Sydney Football Club on Sunday. Mr. De Goey has since apologised for his improper conduct. And that's the latest from SBS News.